Filipe. So, what is the evidence that he is God? Anyone can say, I am God. And anyone will be accepted as God.
Well, I think they take it just on the strength of this, whatever those experiences that they have when they become initiated. Mm-hmm. They get some kind of an experience. So on.
What is that experience?
They say they see some light and.
Light seeing as he becomes God.
Well, people are so. That's the.
Propaganda.
You have to make provision against that. Simply pushing two eyes. Anyone can push two eyes and there is naturally some light. Is that the proof that he is become God? You are so foolish. And you say that God has created the universe. So what he has created, what he has done, wonderful thing. Simply by pushing your eyes, you see some light and you become God. You have become so foolish, European brain. You have no intelligence. You have no preach against. But the proof that he is God. Now, those who do not know anything about God, they can be convinced just like agnostic.
Mm.
They are agnostic. Sometimes we say that there is a creator because everything just we say.
Yeah.
That everything, whatever you have got in your experience, it is created. So this gigantic universe, or one or many, there must be one creator. This is one hypothesis.
Mm.
So, that creator, if I accept this man, whether he can create something such wonderful, has he done so? In this way you have to make propaganda. So far, our position is, we accept God Krishna on the authority as well as by his action, both. We make hypothesis that there must be a creator. Vedanta says, yes, there is a creator. And Krishna says, he says, I am the creator of everything. And when he was on this planet, he did so many wonderful things. And he is accepted by big stalwarts, just like Arjuna accepts. He heard Bhagavad Gita. So, before that, Narada accepts, Vasudeva accepts, okay, later on, big acharyas accept. So, these are the proof. But what proof he can give that he is God? That we shall accept him or simply show some light. Against. We have to make some propaganda. That will be our propaganda.
Mm.
And he has to be. If we remain silent, then whatever he says, that means we are accepting. So you should not allow this man to grow popularity. You must make propaganda. Wherever meeting, I can kick on the face of this. I can urine on the face. What can he do? Like that. Let him come. If he is God, let him kill me by his power. When I go to kick on his face, let him stop me. Then I shall accept that he is God. So why don't you do that? He is saying, God, you just kick on his face if you can do something. In this way, make some counter propaganda. If we allow him to go on, then he will so many people falsely being misled.
Someone showed me a small article in the newspaper the other day in London. One of his meetings, he was speaking, and someone walked up to him like he was going to hand him a bouquet of flowers, and instead he threw a pie in his face.
Huh?
He threw a pie in his face. He appeared like he was going to give him something, but he put a pie in his face.
Pie?
A pie is pie. A cake.
Cake.
Yeah, apple cake or
pastry.
Pastry.
Pushed it in his face.
But that way we can go.
No. Therefore, I don't think he's very widely accepted as a God.
No, that's all right, but what about propaganda? Little is, we must make counter propaganda. We must know. Simply, pushing eyes, anyone can push one side, and there is some light within. That is called retina light, or what is called? At least we should not allow the people to be in darkness and accept. We have got our meeting. We think that there is a rest and call it my origin. Cheetah. He does not believe in it. Authoritative speech, and he has become God. But what he has done, why you have become so foolish? God has created the universe. What he has created? A cake creating in God.
What?
He has created one cake.
No, you misunderstood the point.
One person walked up to him. And he threw a pie in his face. It's as an insult. It's insulting him.
Oh. The man insulted him.
Yes.
So he should be insulted. Our man should go and do that. Fine. Yes. He is God, why cannot he protect? He should have been killed. We have no such power, otherwise I would have rights to kill him. Anyone says God, he should be killed. That is the example given by Krishna. He should be killed. No other remedy. Only kill him. That's all. Then this false propaganda will stop. It's like the Christian said, Jesus Christ, God. And how God can be killed by crucifixion? We do not discuss this point, but actually this is the fact. He was an empowered man, that we can understand. But he cannot accept with God. In our history, God is never killed. God kills others. That we have got evidence. An ordinary man, they took him and crucified, and nobody other of the opposite party was killed. So that makes a little difference. So for Son of God, then we accept. Everyone is Son of God. We accept in Saktave Samadha, a living entity, a special power from God. That we can accept. A Son of God we can accept. That's another. And where is the evidence in this Shastra? The God was killed. Big, big giant. God fought them and killed them. Ravana, Indra, also a very, very great giant, Tumar. God was never killed by them. Is it not? Yes. Vallabha Maharaj said that, what is this material power? My father was so materially strong. Demigods, Indra, Chandra, they are afraid. And he killed him within a moment. So what is the use of this material power? And the God could not kill this crucifier. As soon as they attempted to kill, they would have, yes, would have fought, he had shown some power. And they say that he agreed to take all our sin and he crucified. Is it not, they say?
Yes,
I do. So, God could not. Krishna says, Ahamkva sarva pāpa moka, that God can, without dying himself, he can immediately vanquish all sinful action. Why he should be killed? For that purpose. Just like the Putana game, Krishna poison. But Putana was killed. Krishna is never killed. Krishna cannot be killed by poison. Even Krishna's devotees are not killed by poison. Prahlad Maharaj. If we discuss in detail, we create animosity. Therefore, we do not discuss. Because Christian religion is followed by a large number. Do not wish to make them. We say yes. He says, Son of God, we accept it. That's all. If we accept a person, God, that requires great evidences from Shastra, especially. And when he is present, he will prove the statement of the Shastra. Then we accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, God. There are evidences. We should not allow anybody to pass on as God, because we are presenting real God. He must make process. The real process is to kill him. But that much power we have got, we cannot do that. Otherwise, we have done so. Nobody should be allowed to claim as God. And severe punishment for him. Krishna has shown this example. We explain 2-3 lines from Bhagavata. How much people appreciate it? So we have to preach like that, the substance, not the sentiment. But if we cannot, the Sankirtan is sufficient. Man Praman. On one hypothesis and praman, shastra praman, shruti praman, evidences from the Vedas, evidences from authorized person. And on one also, that is not good evidence. But even if you take on one, that if I make heaven, this temple is created by somebody. this is all right. But to find out that somebody is still fun, progress. Similarly, we have to accept that this gigantic universe, as I say, that what is the purpose?
Mm-hmm.
If there is purpose, whose purpose? Who is acting? In this way, we have to make progress. If we are passing on the street, you may say, here is a big building. So, someone is proprietor. This is one guess. But to know the proprietor and how he has constructed, there is another thing. But if somebody says, I am the proprietor, and we accept immediately. Similarly, if somebody says, I am God, there is no need of evidence, I am God. The people have to accept like that. There is no need of shastra. How much degraded people have become, that without any little evidence they are accepting a rascal as God. How much degraded they have become, that is another truth. Because he has shown by pushing the eyes a light. We have to see the how much degraded the person has been. They have no even brain. What are the evidence that he saw some light and what else?
Some music.
Some music.
He hears some music.
You see? That is the evidence of God. But it is in the Shastra that by pushing eyes, Krishna saw some light and somebody. He never did with Arjuna like that. He showed his gigantic universal power. But he never saw some light. So what is this nonsense? You must make some counter-propaganda.
Mm.
Because you spoke so many things about him, but you did not make any counter-propaganda for him. You have studied him, but you have never made any counter-propaganda.
Well, we have whenever they come, whenever we meet them.
No, whenever you are meeting, this rascal is going on as God. This is mistaken. What problem? You have to speak there.
Mm.
What proof is there? So consulting Bhagavan doesn't begin this propaganda. I have no time, therefore I say, I do not know this man, that's all. Mm. So I am high. But in a meeting, as you are doing sankirtan, people are coming, talking with you. So you make some propaganda, counter propaganda.
Yeah.
Okay, automatically, even finish, there is no doubt. But 2-3 years, the Maya Julia also became very, no one cares.